Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show. And you know what that means? Well, it means a lot of things. But one of the things it means is this is the last show of 2024. Which means that sometime in the next week or so, well, we have to do the prediction show. So that's coming up maybe Monday. I'll have to see what's going on. I don't think we don't got that. Actually, we do have a busy weekend, don't we? Yeah, we got all those Tokyo Dome shows. I'll figure this out. At some point soon, I think one time we didn't even do the prediction show until the end of January. I don't want to wait that long. But at some point soon, we will do the prediction show. Today, however, we got a lot to talk about. Even though it's the final day of the year, there's everything going on. We have Raw last night. Are you aware of what a monumental show last night's Raw was? It was the last Monday night cable wrestling show. It's over. If you only have cable, if you don't have Netflix, Monday night wrestling on cable TV has come to the end after like almost 40-something years. So we're going to talk about the last Raw on Monday night cable TV as they move to Netflix this coming Monday. So we got to talk about that show. Plus Dynamite, the fallout to the pay-per-view this weekend takes place tomorrow. We'll give you all of the notes on that show. It is Fight for the Fallen. We've got five segments scheduled for the show, four of which are matches, one of which is a big announcement. We've also got the first ever three-hour SmackDown coming up on Friday. We'll talk about the length of Raw as well, and plenty of other news. Lots to get into here today. Mike Sempervive joins us after the break. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And I want to do a quick plug here for our video channel, video.f4wonline.com, f4wonline.com/YouTube. It's our YouTube channel. And there's all sorts of clips that go up there every day. There's like 2 clips a day you can watch for free. But if you click join, you can subscribe. And it's $9.99 a month, and you get all of our shows on video. You get Wrestling Observer Live commercial free, Brian and Vinny's show. You can watch Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave and I. All beautiful HD, $9.99. You get all the shows. You can go back and watch replays, et cetera, et cetera. It is the video channel, video.f4wonline.com, f4wonline.com/YouTube. Now, I bring it up because tonight, normally Tuesdays at 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 Eastern, we go live with the Brian and Vinny Show. And usually on Tuesdays, we're joined by Granny, and then we review some retro programming we've been doing Mid-South. Thursdays at 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 Eastern, we go live talking AEW and NXT. Point is, tonight, it's New Year's Eve. There's not going to be a live show tonight. So what I decided to do is, in the normal time slot, tonight, mark your calendar, set your alarm on your clock, 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, we will be replaying Thursday's Brian and Vinny Show, where we recapped the NXT and Dynamite shows. Always a fun time. That is going to be streaming free on YouTube, on our channel, at 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 Eastern. And I will be joining everybody in the chat for this watch-along.
What?
So, it's completely free. You don't have to sign up for anything. Just go to video.f4wonline.com, f4wonline.com/YouTube. And 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 Eastern, we will be replaying Thursday's full-length Brian and Vinny Show. And I will be there in the chat, chatting along.
So those of us on the East Coast,
11 o'clock,
ring in the new year.
You can ring in the new year free with the Brian and Vinny Show on YouTube.
So and, wait, the show goes over an hour, right?
It probably goes. Actually, I don't know if it goes over an hour. It usually goes over an hour, but.
Either that, we can pregame here on the East Coast.
Yes.
And get ready for the ball drop.
Yes, yes, yes. No one really cares about all that stuff. Just watch the show. The NXT reviews are always fun. It was an awesome AEW show, so there's a lot to talk about. So that's tonight, 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern, free on our YouTube channel, video.f4wonline.com or f4wonline.com/YouTube, or just go to YouTube, type in F4W Online. Please click subscribe if you haven't already. And if you like the show tonight, every show is like that. We do 2 shows a day on YouTube, full-length shows, and you can click join and enjoy them all.
But anyway, question is, how much CMLL talk is there on the Brian and Vinny show?
Brother, we aren't talking about nothing until I get through this Raw show today. I don't want to hear about Conan. I don't want to hear about Connor. I don't want to hear about CMLL. We're going to be talking about the final Raw, the final Monday Night Wrestling show on cable television after almost 40 years. I actually tried to figure it out and I couldn't. I don't think there was Monday Night Wrestling before Primetime Wrestling.
Not on cable TV.
I think Primetime Wrestling was the beginning of Monday Night Cable Wrestling. And it was Primetime Wrestling with Gorilla and Bobby, which was just like I can't say it was a great show, but I loved that show.
A lot of the matches were filler, but the banter was fantastic.
There was fantastic banter and
sometimes
skits.
Angles sometimes.
Yeah,
great
Bobby,
skits,
yeah. Bobby and Gorilla would do skits, and like we watched the entire build up to the Hogan Andre match, and I mean it was really good. The stuff that they did building up that WrestleMania 3 match was really good, and the matches are nothing happening. Sometimes what I actually loved about Primetime Wrestling, one of my favorite memories of the build to WrestleMania 3 is, I'm going to start coughing, I'm going to last hard. They had a match, okay? I can't remember who was in it, okay? It doesn't matter. But it went like 17 atrocious, never-ending minutes, okay? And it was just like the most boring. Somebody will remember because we just reviewed it a couple of months ago, but it was just the most boring, nothing happening. Two geeks just like going on and on and on. And they went to a commercial break. And of course they go back and, you know, Gorilla's talking about, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, well, let's go back to this match. And they go back to the match and it keeps going and going and going. And finally the finish. I don't remember what it was, but it was like the guy dropped an elbow and pinned the dude, and the match is over, and they go back to the studio, and Gorilla Monsoon looks into the camera, and totally deadpan, he just goes, I don't know why he didn't do that 16 minutes ago. I died. Absolutely died. Because apparently in Bobby Heenan's book, he talked about how when him and Gorilla did the show together, because, you know, it's obviously, it's not live. You know, they taped all of the stuff with Bobby and Gorilla, and then they throw to the big screen or whatever, and then they put the blue screen, and then, you know, they show the match or whatever. So, you know, in theory, you know, Gorilla and Bobby could put a show together in like 15 minutes because they do their banter, and then they go back and they edit in all the matches, and that's your 2-hour show or whatever. Well, Bobby explains in his book that Gorilla is essentially Dave Meltzer, okay? He had to watch every match again. So when Gorilla would throw to a match on the big screen, he would actually watch the match, the whole match. And so he sat through that 16-minute insufferable match again, and then he had to bury it afterwards because it sucked. But anyway, you had Primetime Wrestling with Gorilla and Bobby, the taped show. And then later, it became an in-studio show. They had a live studio audience for Primetime Wrestling. Even Dave didn't remember this last night because I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but it sucked. It absolutely sucked because Bobby Heenan, this is why I thought it sucked when I was a kid. It might have sucked because it just sucked. But like to me, Bobby Heenan was a heel, okay? Gorilla Monsoon was a babyface. And so Bobby would troll him and he would just be, you know Bobby Heenan was. And, you know, as a kid, I thought Bobby was awesome. I thought he was hilarious. But because it was a studio, it was like, you know, just shot in studio and there was no audience or whatever, I thought that, like, only I was in on the joke and that everybody else hated Bobby and everybody else loved Gorilla Monsoon. And I was, like, the only guy who got how awesome this Bobby Heenan character was. So then when they went to the live studio audience, Bobby's, like, still a heel. They're doing the same banter. But every time, like, Bobby's doing something heelish, like, the audience is laughing. It's like a live studio audience laughing like a sitcom. And I thought, that just totally kills the vibe. Like, now everybody's in on the joke. Everybody realizes Bobby's funny. I hated it. It sucked. And then Vince would be there, and he's got his Zubaz on, and he's got his tank top, and he's all juiced up. And I was like, what am I watching here? So then finally, in 1993, they debut Monday Night Raw. 1 hour show. And, you know, at the beginning, it was all right, but it wasn't, like, revolutionary or anything. It was just superstars on Monday, basically. And, but, you know, they would start running more live shows. And it had a new vibe to it. And then, of course, the Monday Night Wars started. And contrary to the story that Eric Bischoff tells every last single solitary time, he absolutely will not learn or correct himself. Nitro started as a one-hour show. Ted did not give them 2 hours on Monday night. It was 1 hour. And they went head-to-head, and Nitro put all the best matches and the big stars and everything on the show, and they started beating WWE, and then we had the Monday Night Wars, and then it all went to hell, and WCW died, and Raw remained on Monday nights from 2001 until yesterday. And now it's gone. No more Monday Night Cable Wrestling. We're going to talk more about this after the break. I'm not going to quit. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Mike, you and I would not be doing this show right now if it were not for Monday Night Cable TV Wrestling. That's how I got into this. Primetime Wrestling. If I hadn't run across it, I'd be coaching gymnastics right now or something. Living in poverty. Could be dead for all I know. But it's because of Monday Night Wrestling. But here we are together.
For
suffering through
years.
This YouTube chat. Yes, 20
yes.
years.
20 years now of this. Hey, I don't know. You forgot about one thing. You forgot about the panel era. Remember that era where it was?
That was in the middle of the. I think the panel era actually was after the live studio audience, because it was in the lead up to Mr. Perfect coming back to wrestling, which would have been like 92. So It would have been right before Raw.
But, man, I didn't like that one either when it was Hillbilly Jim and everybody just tossing barbs back and forth. It made me want to hear Gorilla and Bobby again, or Gorilla and Jesse, but definitely Gorilla and Bobby doing that show. They were fantastic. They are the measuring stick that everyone can, you know, try to compare to, and nobody really has been able to do it as a duo ever since them. And I'm looking forward. Cheap plug for Brian Solomon's book that's going to be out next year, the Gorilla Monsoon book, which is going to be amazing. I know some of the stuff that's in it and has never been seen, but some of the stories and all that sort of stuff. I cannot wait for that thing to come out. But, you know, when it comes to wrestling on Monday night, WWF used to run Madison Square Garden mostly on Monday nights, and they would tape that show and air it later. So I don't know if shows from the Capitol Center that were run on USA Network in the mid-80s, early to mid-80s, and the Madison Square Garden stuff that ended up on the USA Network back in the day. I don't know if that ever aired on Monday or not, but certainly 40 years of consistent programming. You know, a lot of people were upset when World Championship Wrestling died because there were a lot of people that they watched their Atlanta Wrestling, their WTBS, their WCW for years, decades, their entire lives. And this isn't quite as dramatic because obviously WWE is not going out of business, anything but. They're able to swing a deal where it's a $1 billion deal for Netflix for 10 years, but it's going to be interesting to see how people follow along because there's a lot of people who don't have Netflix. But one thing WWE absolutely has is a great social media presence and a great on their website. It's fantastic. It's one of those things I wish AEW would do, but it's not actually, it doesn't behoove them to do it, which is have these 5 and 10 minute videos where they show entire matches and entire segments from Monday Night Raw, and they cut out a lot of the other stuff. And with that highlight reel, you can easily keep up with what's going on, even if you don't have Netflix or Netflix is going to lapse for you for some reason. Just because, I mean, that's how it works with a lot of these streaming services. There's churn to them. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it goes and how SmackDown benefits, if at all, from this too. You know, once everything shakes out, does that become a more important show? Do they get more eyeballs for whatever reason? Because there are some people that are only going to watch their WWE shows, and if they can't watch one because it's on Netflix, do they double up on SmackDown? Do they, you know, does that increase at all?
Well, let's talk about Netflix here. So the USA Network, as of 1 year ago, so it's down now, but as of a year ago, The USA Network was in 70 million homes, okay? That was a year ago. So whatever they dropped over the past year, I don't know, we'll say 65,000 or 65 million. God darn it. So Netflix in the U.S. and Canada is in 84.8, and they've probably gone up. And that's that was as of the third quarter of this year. So basically, more households get Netflix than the USA Network. So just on that basis, you're going to have more people watching Raw on Netflix than you had watching them on the USA Network. However, there's also this. I would presume, and I don't know this, but I would strongly presume that a lot of people are sharing their Netflix login with other family members in other households. So my guess is that the actual number of people that are regularly watching or have access to Netflix in the U.S. is probably, I think it's safe to say, well above 100 million. So I think that Raw is going to see a substantial increase in viewers. But I don't think that, I mean, for example, like, you know, the Tyson fight, 116 million or whatever it was. And then I think that the football game on Christmas peaked at like 60 million. And then, you know, I saw some people yesterday that were like, I think Raw might do half of that. Raw ain't doing half of that, okay? If Raw is doing 5 million viewers regularly, I think that would be cause for celebration. The other thing is, you know, we're never going to...
You think?
Well, here's the thing. No one even knows what that means. Like, we're never going to really know, like, how many people are regularly, like, committed to watching Raw. Because who knows how they're going to even determine viewership. Like, if you switch it on for, like, 3 minutes and you're like, what is this crap? And you go to watch something else, are you counted as a viewer for the three-hour show? Because if they do stuff like that, I mean, they're going to be there announcing, oh, you know, we had 18 million viewers this week. But who knows what that even really means? No one knows. So, you know, it's just going to be whatever it is. If we see gigantic increases in, like, the number of people buying tickets to house shows and buying tickets for, like, if WrestleMania is selling out first day, 90,000 seats, okay, we're going to know that, like, tons and tons of people are watching on Netflix. If they're doing basically the same business, then it's probably basically the same number of people are watching it on Netflix as watching it on USA, maybe slightly more. Maybe we'll get what we got when, you know, the SmackDown show was on Fox. That's probably a fairer comparison because Fox is essentially in every household that has a TV. If you got rabbit ears, you can get Fox. So I think that's a fairer comparison. So I would say probably 2.5 million people will be watching Raw every week. They'll claim it's significantly more than that, but I think that's close to probably the actual number.
Not really much to add there with any of that, you know? The only time I could see Raw ending up on cable in the next 10 years is if something happens with Netflix, and there are no guarantees in any business. You know, we've seen a lot of empires fall, especially in the media, and the only thing I could ever think of is they need to farm it out for some cash, and we end up seeing, you know, specials end up on whatever network they can sub it out to as if it's a sports product, you know, like the ACC football and basketball that you see the commercials for on NXT. That's a sub-license from ESPN, and it's about the only way I can see it moving back to cable TV. And I'll be honest, when it comes to ratings, I'll be happy not to talk about those. We're still going to because SmackDown and AEW being on regular traditional cable TV, but you know, honestly, because of what you said, because we don't know what is true, what's not, what numbers get manipulated because they're counting it by the second or whatever nonsense they decide to do, you know, it's one of those things I'll be happy about it once it all goes into the bin because during the Monday Night War era, we had a reason to be excited about these numbers coming out, and it was a different time. People were just getting smart to the wrestling business, being able to compare minute by minute because people were watching the shows at the same time and going back and forth and the competition and all that stuff. It was great. But it also lost a lot of its luster, and the fact of the matter is you can look at these numbers and learn things from them by long-term trends and see different things. But the fact is it gets talked about way too much and way too much attention is put on it at the end of the day when it comes to any of these TV numbers. So I'll be happy when they're all gone.
Okay, so somebody let me know what's going on with Netflix and Disney, because in the chat here, people are talking about how Netflix is cracking down on sharing. Disney Plus did as well. So what is it? What have they done? Because I have, like, I don't share this stuff outside the family, but like we got a TV downstairs with Apple TV, a TV upstairs, and then, you know, iPads, and I've got Netflix and Apple TV on all of those devices, and everybody can watch anything at any time. Are they? How does it work in terms of? Well, yeah, I mean it's in the same house, but it's like several people. I mean, we could have two or three people watching at the same time. I mean, what are they doing to crack down? Are they like you can only have one IP? But
yes, screen limitations.
Well, what if you're watching on your phone and you're not on your wireless? I mean, does that someone tell me what they're doing to crack down?
A lot of them give you two, like your YouTube TV, you know, which is, you know. It depends on what level you have, because if you have HDR or 4K plus or whatever it is, you have more ability to download and you have more screens to share it on at a time. And every single service has got different limitations that way that try to limit you from sharing outside of your family or sharing outside of your home. You can have like six screens going at once at your house.
Yes.
But that's it.
Okay, well, I got another question after the break. Stick around, everybody. Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. So fill me in here.
Okay.
Okay.
When it comes to
now, hold on. Hold on. Yeah. I'm asking a different question. Okay. So this person here says, let's see. When Netflix detects that someone outside of the household is sharing the password, it will block the device. So, here's my question. I'm here at Cannon Beach right now. So, if I were here by myself, and I tried to watch Raw on Netflix, and everyone's watching Netflix at the house, am I just going to get blocked and not be able to watch Raw?
It depends on the level of service that you have. Do you have a premium plan? Because in that case, you can have up to 4 screens at the same time going at once. So inside the house, and then again, this is coming from the Google Netflix gimmick, because what I had to do, I made it easy for the Jake Paul Tyson fight for my stepfather. For his house, I just paid the $7.99 extra that you can do and add somebody onto your account. So I made it easy that way. But on the basic plan, you get 1 screen. On the standard plan, 2 screens. The premium plan, 4 screens. So that's what happens. And then from there, if everybody signed in, somebody else tries to sign in outside the house, somebody's going to get kicked off, or there's going to be a limit on how many people and from where that you can stream from, because they check your IP. They do different things like that. And that's how they try to, that's the only things that they can really do to try to stop you from doing anything. For YouTube TV, there is a 3 active stream limit that you can have going on. Now, you can have up to like 4 streams in a house, you know, or something like that, but it will kick you off depending on what tier you're in. Because they're another one where if you pay for 4K, you pay for these extras, well, you can then share it with an extra person or stream it on, you know, have more streams at once. So there's ways where they're trying to get around people from doing different things and then basically overcharging the people that are willing to pay for whatever it is they're paying for to try to make up for some of this loss that I'm sure that they look at that they have.
Well, at the end of the day, I better be able to watch this show wherever I go, like I can on YouTube TV, although it does yell at me sometimes. Are you traveling?
Well, exactly.
There's of course I'm traveling. I'm in another state. What do you think I'm doing? What a stupid question.
I have that happen in my own house with YouTube TV.
I'm traveling.
I have Comcast because of the Xfinity business internet, whatever. I have an IP that, for whatever reason, even though I'm in Southern Delaware, that says it connects out of Washington, D.C. For whatever reason, out of like Alexandria or Virginia.
You must be doing something illegal.
I am not doing anything illegal. That's what they have. And it's actually beneficial for me in one way, because when I turn on Peacock, which I have to have because WWE, my local is Channel 4 out of D.C., and that makes me happy because I like that station. Always have.
All right. A couple of notes from Rod. The best thing on the show. You know, during the break, I was on Twitter, and you know they got all that stuff like For You or whatever? Mm-hmm. Or Live
Which
on
is
X.
Never For You, yes.
Live on X. One of them was, they were talking about Punk and Seth shooting. Okay, listen.
Like, was this
am I old or what? You guys know what shooting means? Okay.
No, they don't.
They weren't shooting. This was all planned in advance. Just because they were talking about things that really happened doesn't mean it's a shoot. So, yes, Seth mentioned a lot of things. Not the least of which is that, you know, CM Punk had gone on his buddy's podcast, he said, and tried to kill this place. Then you took a big chunk of change to go to the competition. How'd that work out for you? Notice he didn't actually say Colt Cabana. He didn't actually say AEW. They weren't shooting,
Are we all aware of that? All right, good. But they did go back and forth, and I thought it was one of the best talking segments of the year because they did skate that line. They didn't, they didn't try to just turn this into some goofy thing. I mean, yeah, Seth has a problem with Punk. A lot of people. Here's the thing. You know, people don't have much of a problem with Punk anymore. He's been on his absolute best behavior since he came back. But, you know, I know this because I asked around when he first showed up at Survivor Series. And, like, people there were not happy. They were not happy. And they said a lot of the same things that you've heard in a lot of these promos. But, you know, it's been a year. And there have been no problems. And he's been on his best behavior. But now they are taking advantage of, you know, fans presuming that there must still be some hard feelings. And they're bringing that kind of stuff up. And both guys did a tremendous job acting very, very angry, acting like they wanted to fight each other. And this is the main event of the Netflix show. And I presume Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa for the Ulafala is going to be the opener. Dave is insistent. And I guess he's probably right. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any inside information, but him being insistent means he probably does. That Rock is not going to be involved in this in any way. He's not going to be on the show. I'm sure that Rock is going to be on the show.
Yeah, they already have.
But he is claiming that Rock is not going to be involved in the Roman Reigns Solo Sikoa Ulafala thing, which I don't even know how he couldn't be. Like, if he's going to be on the show, how is he not involved in some way in that storyline? I think he needs to take the beads. I think Roman needs to beat Solo, get that thing over with, and then Roman declares himself the new tribal chief. I guess it doesn't need to happen on the first Netflix Raw, but I think down the road, that's where we need to go. I think the bigger match, obviously, is Rock and Roman for the Ulafala. I mean, people are into it to a degree, I guess, but I don't care.
You got two Rock matches. It's him and Cody and him and Roman for the Ulafala. I mean, those are the two that you have, but I can also see him coming out doing something somewhat isolated. If he's not going to be a presence at Mania, you don't even want Rock around as a shadow because everybody's waiting on Rock and Roman, which we all figure one day is going to happen.
As guy says, Solo should win. Rock takes the Ulafala from Solo. You get Rock and Roman at Mania 2. Simple. Yes. Yes. Yeah. You see, it's just so easy. Roman beats the guy. Okay? He wins. And then, I don't care who it is, Jimmy, Jay, Sammy, one of these nerds needs to go to put the Ulafala, but before you can put it around Roman's neck, the bloodline's got to jump him. Rock comes out, puts the Ulafala on. Roman cannot put it on. Do you understand? He can't put it on. It needs to be taken from him. If you don't want Rock to take it from him on this show, then he needs to beat Solo. But then, like, Jacob takes it. Something. Rock can't put it on yet. Why is it so hard?
It's not really. And they may very well do all of those things that you just said. But if Rock's not going to be around at Mania, it's just going to be something we're going to have to wait on for a little bit longer. Although, if we do, that's fine. Because at some point, we're getting Roman and Fatu. And I really am looking forward to seeing that whole thing develop and play itself out. You know, I'm done with Solo. I'd like to see a new coat of paint. Even though we know it's going to be a bloodline thing, I'd love to see a new coat of paint get put on some things. I like Jey Uso and the New Day last night, because if they switch brands or whatever, because we got that portal and we got the draft at some point that's going to come, like, I wouldn't mind seeing the Usos in the New Day for a little while to get, you know, the Usos away from Roman and get him, you know, them out of that mix again. There's a lot of things they can do, but they have a lot of cards that they can play with because they have so many people that are so over. And Brian, I know we talked about it yesterday, and I'm not going to belabor the point, but talking about the Continental Classic.
No.
The one thing that I didn't drive home is, people need to have credibility going into it. Stories need to have credibility. People in their positions need to have credibility. And unfortunately, you don't have that in AEW. It's too all over the place. You have too many people operating in their own universes, not enough people that are over, not enough people that fans really believe in. And that's where ratings do bore things out. That's where ticket sales
actually, we do have a lot of people that are over with their fans. But like a lot of them, they just disappear or they're hurt.
It's
like, why was Swerve not in the Continental Classic? Bobby Lashley.
A lot of these guys.
Swerve is over.
But Brian,
he's a huge star there.
But you need to have also, because of the way the thing is positioned and how it is, you need to have stories going into it that people care about and matter, as well as the people in the tournament. And you need to be able to then have stuff coming out of it like they do oftentimes with the G1. You have lower level guys going at it in it. You have a mix of people. But people also believe in those folks. And again, it's something you got to build to. And it's something that WWE has a plethora of right now. And that is talent that is over that people believe in and care about their stories, whether it's and intertwining ones as well, because Drew and Seth and CM Punk. And when Bronson Reed comes back, CM Punk and Reed are going to have an issue, but Bronson's still going to have one with Seth. They have things weaved. Incredible.
Yes, they're doing a very, very good job. But at the end of the day, if you don't have that yet, then at the very least, put your biggest stars. Put your biggest stars in the Continental Classic.
Well,
somebody made a very good point the other day. They made a very good point, and they said the difference between the G1 and the Continental Classic. They said, don't pretend like there aren't geeks in the G1, because there are, okay? I mean that with all due respect to like Yano and everything, but like. But they said, yes, there are geeks in the G1, but also all of your top stars are in the G1. And that's absolutely not the case with the Continental Classic. There are plenty of stars that are actually big stars that the fans see as stars that were not in the Continental Classic. And for whatever reason, I mean, they just weren't there, you know? Where's Swerve? Where's the Young Bucks?
Does anybody benefit coming out of it? Actually, in the way that they did it this year, you know, Mark Briscoe, they've screwed up from day one, frankly. But, you know, he's more over, or at least at the very least, he didn't sink. Mortos is more over. There are guys There are guys who
Kyle Fletcher benefited. Is more over.
Kyle Fletcher, who, you know, is be one of those guys who, again, you want to elevate up. Obviously, they do. So it worked out perfectly for him to be in there. But again, Mark Briscoe and Mortos, too, are two good examples of two people that people cared about. So it also helped their matches and their cause in the tournament because people like those guys. Whereas Commander, nobody cared that he was in there and he was there to take
exactly.
L's. And
listen, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Brody King. But you know what?
He's been doing
he ain't even the biggest star in his group.
But the group doesn't wrestle and nobody cares and it's one-offs. And that's
but the point
the
is, if you have a guy who's a big star, he should have been in it. And it should have been Malakai.
But Malakai's really not a big star because we never see
he's
him
he's a bigger star than
either.
Brody. But I'm saying we should have put the biggest stars in there.
But again, Buddy would have great matches too. But the whole thing is, none of those guys have been doing anything. So there's no real attachments. Oh, great, Malakai's in. He had a bunch of great matches. Eh. You still need to have these guys more over and have people care about them more because for
well,
the
I
pops
know.
That they get, does anybody really care that Malakai's not there?
Everybody needs to be more over.
Everybody.
But until they are, I want bigger stars who currently are over in the Continental Classic.
I want better storylines the entire year. All
Samoa
year
Joe. Round. He's got to be done filming that thing. Is he filming 75 seasons?
I think
he's got to be done.
We'll see him in
MJF
LA.
Had an excuse.
We'll see him in L.A.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brandon here sent an email and he goes, was that match the Gorilla hated Sika versus Moondog spot? No. I don't think that was a match. That was a match I hated. That was the worst match of the 80s. And honestly, one of the worst matches I've ever seen in my absolute entire life. Roman Reigns' father against Moondog Spot. An absolute, complete, and total atrocity. God, I hated that match.
Maybe it was Blackjack Mulligan against Moondog Spot.
Could have been.
One with an elbow drop.
Hey, you know what, everybody? Tonight, New Year's Eve. Right before the ball drops, 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Eastern, we are going to do a live watch-along on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, of this past Thursday's Brian and Vinny show, where we recapped the go-home, the block finals of the Continental Classic on AEW and the NXT show. Vinny and I, Brian and Vinny show, AEW and NXT reviews. That'll be tonight, 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern. I will be there in the chat doing a watch-along, answering your questions, just having some fun. And you know what? It's a taped show streaming live, so nobody's going to interrupt me before I get to my review. I'll just tell you for sure we're going to talk about both of those shows in their entirety tonight. So, yes. What, Lenny's crying? Yeah. Well, Happy New Year, Lenny! Happy New Year to the rest of you! I hope you had a great 2024. And we're going to see you the second day of 2025 because we're off tomorrow. But we'll see you on Thursday. Right, Mike? Because it's your show.
Yes.
I won't be here. But I'll be here on the third day of 2025. Thanks, Dom. Thanks, everybody in the studio. Darren, we'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.